So we just said over here that that the people went over on the Jordan River. They went across over the Jordan River, and they got over to the other side. They were now in city right by called Gilgal, which is right by what's it called? Right by Jericho, and they were going to fight Jericho. So it says in Parakeh, "Vayikishmol kol malchei amori asher be'ivra yarden yamav kol malchei akanani shorol yamav hovish hashem is meyar v'nevin esrael the var adav ram." When all of them heard, notice by the way that it says when they heard about it, they didn't see it. This was not like Kriyas Yamsu, where everybody saw by Yari Yisrael Yaregrul, and there was Re'iyah involved over here. Here they heard about what had happened over here, that they were on all the kings of the Amori and all the kings of the Canaan that was by the sea, that Hashem had dried up the waters of the Yarden. Notice that again, that he dried it up, because remember the water went like that, straight up, and the whole area dried up. It wasn't a split. When they heard them, they saw the Brahman until they passed by. The Yimatzal of the hearts melted. They no longer had the same spirit in front of Esau. Well, they were saying, okay, Moshe's dead. It's not that big of a deal. If they knew that Moshe would be in this guy, now it was like, oh, we don't know what to do. Yoshua is the same thing.
Why they run away?
I think most, it has to be the Gergashu we know left. Right. The Gergashu got up and left. But these guys, I don't know. If you had a home and you knew there were powerful people coming in, what would you do? Maybe you just hope for the best, you know? Like, you'll see. Maybe they'll let us stay a little bit. Who knows? Who knows what it's going to be? But at this point, Bnei Esau was taking no prisoners. This was, you're going
to
die.
Had to kick them out of the land anyway.
And they knew something was going to happen. So let's see what happened. But he said, Yomar Hashem al Yoshua. At that time, Hashem said to Yoshua, okay, make for yourself sharp swords. Vishuv mol es b'nei Yisrael. And then you're going to give a mila that he's all shenis a second time, since they didn't have one in the first time around. It is a little bit strange that they had swords for this. Since when do you use swords for a bris mila? The bris mila neck is a lot smaller than that. Now, the targum is azamlin charifin. And azemel is a smaller type of a sword. But it's a weird word because it does say the word charub over here. Also, if you notice the word tsur, charvos tsurim. At the time, all of the mila knives that they used were made of rocks, not made of metal.
Yeah, so before it picked up a rock. And
exactly. That's where it gets it from.
Isn't that a little bit too blunt?
Well, you have to sharpen it.
Why would they even think of using a rock when you just use metal?
The reason why it seems is because they held that metal couldn't be used in the mizbeach.
Isn't it a carrier of mizbeach?
That's what they held. So yeah, but it doesn't matter. Tumah doesn't matter necessarily. This is what's used in the mizbeach because you don't want to put something that kills on something that should make you live. Same concept.
So why don't we have that concept?
So it was brought back by Dovid HaMelech. When Dovid HaMelech made a deal with the metal that was on Goliath's helmet, that's what was brought back.
Like super meat.
Unbelievable metal. Yep, really strange, like, isn't it? But very, very strange. Otherwise, we have no reason. There is a famous pre-Megadim, is the halacha already, that brings down the medrash to show that nowadays we make metal knives for bris mila. It's a pre-Megadim. We're not talking about like whatever.
Cheaper to take a rock and do it. Metal wasn't like.
Yeah, but I don't know how easy it was to sharpen it. That was the bit of a problem.
Really,
I don't know what it was. It'd be amazing. I mean, you can do it. There's no question. I have rocks, and when I started shechita, I did end up doing stuff like that.
With a rock?
Yeah, but I didn't do shechita with a rock. Obviously, I used metal, but like I know you can do it. There's of course a way to sharpen rocks. You can do it. You just have to know what you're doing. That's what Yoshua called carpet sword. So Yoshua did it. By Yamos Bnei Yisrael Gibas Al Relos, right by the hill of the Aurelin. Is that the verse from Yoshua Kolam and Yotzim Mitzrayim? As Chorim Kolan Shem Mokam Mesiv Amid Ba Bedarik Yisrael Mitzrayim. Everybody that had the bris mila Mitzrayim were already dead. I mean, I shouldn't say everyone. The people between the ages of 20 and 60 all died, but everybody else. Kimula how you call Am Yotzim? Because everybody that you know that left, they got bris mila. So Kolam Yilodim Amid Ba Bedarik Yisrael Mitzrayim Lomalu. All the people that were born in the desert on the way as they went down to Mitzrayim, they did not get a bris mila. So all those people that were born on the way down, they had not given a bris mila. Now, there was a big machlokas about this, but the basic reason why is because the northern wind did not blow. The Gemara says the northern wind did not blow because it would have blown away down Nani Akavod, which is strange to hear of.
It was still around?
And Nani HaKavod were there up until until Moshe Rabbeinu died. Once Moshe Rabbeinu died, then Nani HaKavod went away.
Where's Aaron? I thought they were there for Aaron's
Chus. They were in Aaron's Chus, and then the Gemara in Tainus says that when Aaron died, they came back in Moshe's Chus until Moshe Rabbeinu died. Right? That's what it means. That Ba'achid is supposed to run the Yom HaKod. I got rid of all three shepherds in one day. What do you mean? They didn't die in the same day. Miriam died in Av. That's incorrect. Miriam died in Nisan, right? Aaron died in Av, and Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar. But we say, since all the gifts came back from Moshe Rabbeinu, the water and the clouds came from Moshe Rabbeinu, so when Moshe Rabbeinu died, it was all three died at the exact same time. So that's what ends up happening. So Mulimayu, because there was no northern wind, because the northern wind would have blown away the clouds. By the way, the Levium still gave themselves a bris mila, even though it was to suck on it. even though it's the color, and the praise for that.
Is this where the mitzvah meal comes from then?
No, for sure from Avraham Avinu.
Okay.
But we definitely get it from Avraham Avinu, so that's without a question. But this is just enforcing, I guess you can say. They went 40 years in the desert. Until all the men of war, all that nation died. That God had promised them they would not see the land that Hashem had sworn to their fathers to give to us. The word Lanu was a little bit weird. Throughout the Torah, it always says Lasei Slahem. But over here, it doesn't say that, but Eretz Vaskal V'Dvash. How many words are in that pasuk? Such a huge pasuk. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38. That is one of the longest pasukim around, because the longest pasuk in the Torah, I believe, is 34 words.
Where is it?
By the Egel Azov. The first pasuk about the Egel Azov. Yeah, Mitzvot Moshe. That's 38 words. That's a ton of words. I wonder why. 38 is one of Ches, Gematria, okay, yeah, that doesn't sound as anything. Anyway, there's the Nahem, Hakim, Tachtam. That's even a lie. Yehuda is Gematria of 30. Why 38? Oh, Yehuda plus the Ishkotam. That's where it gets from. Okay. There's the Nahem, Hakim, Tachtam. Ozamo, Yoshua, Kirilamayu, and their sons who came in their place. Yoshua gave them bris meals to the world. All rose, Kilomalo, Zamadar. They sat there in the camps until they had gotten better. Okay, so they had to sit there no matter what because they didn't have anything else. The mun was still falling at the time. That's why the mun had to still fall. Didn't matter. It still came from an Israel until they had food going into Eretz Israel.
No, I heard once that a midrash said that they had never depleted itself until they got.
That's a good call. It could be that it already fell and that they left it overnight, because the overnight might have stopped by Moshe. But I don't remember. Offhand, I don't remember which one, but it's one of the two.
For all intents and purposes, they're in Israel, which is the Eretz
Zavassal of Gosh. But they didn't get anything because they were in a wilderness area right by the Arden River, and all of them just got bris milas.
Right, but these are not like now, but they're going to go to Warsaw.
The money's going to be going
after. In the Gemara, they were able to eat everything, even not kosher food that they found.
That is correct. While they're in the middle of Milk HaMes Mitzvah, they were allowed to eat anything they wanted to. It is also interesting, by the way, that when Moshe first appears back to the Bnei Yisrael, he got punished for not giving a bris milah to either Gershom or Eliezer, right on the way down to Mitzrayim. Yeshua, I don't know why he wasn't punished. He was told to give a bris milah. I don't know why he wasn't punished for not giving them a bris milah as soon as they rested.
Maybe he thought, like, after the war, first do the mitzvah of, like, fighting the war.
The Milk HaMes Mitzvah, then afterward.
Right. But Moshe also thought, like, we should do the mitzvah.
He thought it was sakana to give a milah on the road while he was going down to Mitzrayim. That's the reason why Moshe didn't give it. It's an interesting call. I don't have an answer to the question. It's just an interesting question. Why wouldn't Yeshua be punished for this? I've now taken away this nus, the degradation of Mitzrayim from upon you. You no longer have the orlos. That name was called Gilgal. Up until today, Gilgal is a famous place. As we all say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Yeshua by Gilgal. Right? That's what we say in our Tainisim and Slichos and whatever it is. We'll see how that applies. They made the Korban Pesach on the 14th day of Chodesh Be'eret, the Arvos Yericho. I'm assuming they had a little bit of sheep and goats left from what they'd taken out of Mitzrayim. I'm assuming they had a bunch, right? So either way, on the evening in the Arvos Yericho, right around that area, the second Korban Pesach they ever brought, they did not bring it in the Midbar, right? That's number one. Number two,
wait, they did. There was this is Parsha says they brought a Korban Pesach.
That was it. I didn't think of that one. You're right. The third one that was given, and the last one to not be in Yerushalayim. The last one to not be, I should say, around the Mishkan area.
Even in the times of David, where they had the Mishkan
in Gibeon and Shiloh, then they obviously did in Gibeon and Shiloh, whatever it was. I should say by the Mishkan.
Okay.
Like, this was by a temporary Mishkan that was not fully set up in Gilgal. The Elkhon Avura already.
What's the reason why they didn't do it during the 40 years in the desert again?
So there's a kasha about why they didn't. There's the Vachlokis in the Gemara, if it was a chait, or if it was from a team.
Moshe wouldn't tell them, like, we're doing Korban Pesach.
So the kasha is, did Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to tweak the resources that the Bnei Yisrael had, because the Korban Pesach there was a huge amount of sheep and goats that would have to be
right, but there was only every year would deplete.
So, or it's so be something like that. I don't know if you should do it before. I don't know. That I don't remember, but there is a Gemara that says machlokes whether or not it was a chayv or not. What they did with the korban pasach. What are you going to say? That's bad. Now, yochum be'avor or machlokes. So, pasach they ate from the grain of the land the day after Pesach. Matzos v'kalui. That's me. What was that? Matzos and roasted grain. Mamish. That's me. Was that on that day? What that means is that the next day of Pesach they were able to eat chadash, the new grain, and now they were no longer allowed to eat mun. What did they do the night before? I have no idea. No idea where they got the matzahs from. Because you couldn't reap the new grain. Right. Then
there has to be from Yasha. An army of 600,000 people come into the land.
They must have found some.
And now they're like camped out. And
They also darshan, by the way. That's when Yomazet usually means in the middle of the day. Right? That's when Moshe Rabbeinu died. That's when Yomazet. They left Meretz Yisrael. That's when Yomazet. Rashi in the end of Hazin who says that's when Yomazet is in the middle of the day. That's how one of the Gemara, one of the Meforshim darshan, that's how we know that you can eat Chadash midday of the 16th of Nisan because you know that Basin wouldn't be Misrashal on it. So you were allowed to eat it by midday. Anyway, regardless, it's amazing that they were able to get this matzah. And what they did the night before.
Could it be that they made matzah from man?
Yeah, that must be it. You're supposed to mummy macharos. But Akon Avorar, it's what? Then the man stopped. No, your old Bnei Yisrael man, they no longer had the man.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. They spoke to mummy macharos.
Last day was 16th.
That makes sense. The next, they'll solve the Haddish problem.
They must have the man until then. Now, Yochum Yitzvot Eretz Kanan Bashanahi. They ate from the grain of Eretz Kanan on that year. Because obviously everything was growing. Maybe it was Yoshua for Rico.
Hold on a second. Look at, do you have Musaf Rashi?
Rashi?
No, the Musaf.
I don't have Musaf Rashi. What do you got over there?
He says that. Yibbeis,
I got it. And it's also some other point. Shana, I will cost her shloshim yomim. Right, the tesvav ear, the other month chilo, tesvav nisim pasach. They only had it 39 years and 11 months. By the magid shah, ugo shotzili. So many times tamu vem tamman. They also had the tam of mon for those days as well. So therefore, it really started tesvav nisim when they left. And it ended Tesvav Nisan.
Ugos Matzos in the Torah, isn't it? Ugos Man.
Ugos Matzos. No, it tastes like the month. That's what it would be. Oh, here we go, guys. It says that Yoshua Bericho. Yoshua was near Yericho. When he was near Yericho, but you say, Inavayah. He lifted up his eyes and he saw a famous Gemara, Migilavina, Ish Omid Benegdo. There was a man. This is where we know that Gabriel is called a man, standing opposite him. Bechavo Shlu, the other, his sword was unsheathed. Yoshua Lava Yamaloha, Lanua Toyim Lissarenu. Yoshua went up to him and asked him, he said, okay, Snu, are you with us or are you against us? Now, there's no way that Yeshua thought this Malach was against him. It's clearly not. If the Malach had his sword unsheathed, do you think it was unsheathed toward Bnei Yisrael? Or do you think it was unsheathed toward Yericho? So he's holding it down. So it was unsheathed completely. So that's a weird message. Yeshua knows how to read Malach, and he also knows how to read Nebuah. The Nebuahs that he had were in not the same way a Moshe Rabbeinu Pal Peh, meaning he was able to see it through a vision. So the Chacham Sofer says, what he was saying was the following. He's saying, I understand that you're upset us for something. Okay, I understand that you're upset at us. Okay, but he's saying, was it because of something that we did? Or is it something that we didn't act properly regarding our enemies? Now, the Gemara said that he had one of two different kashas. Is it because we were Mevatel Torah? Right? Is that the reason why? Or what was the other issue? The other issue was, is it because we were Mevatel Torah, we didn't bring Korbanos? We didn't bring Korbanos. So here's the pshat. Korbanos have the ability to knock down the Tzad Atuma, the Sitra Achra, so to speak. They knock down the Tzad Atuma. So what he was saying was, Halal Nuata, are you coming to us because we fell asleep and we didn't learn any Torah? In with Sarena, or it's because we didn't knock down our enemies by bringing the Korban Tavit. Which one did we do wrong today? In the sense that now you're coming up against us. That's how the Chassam Sofer darshans out this line over here. Because otherwise, you're going to see, Bayomer, lo, nope, Kenny starts with Hashem. Atta Basi, no, because I'm a Tzartzvah of Hashem, I'm a Malach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I came right now. Answer his question. Are you for them or are you against them? You should have said straight out, no. No, the answer is, I'm for you. I'm helping you, but you did something wrong. He said, "Lo, Akiyani starts with Hashem. I am not coming because of your enemies. Ata Bosi. I'm coming because of right now, meaning because of the Korban. Vayipir Yoshua upon of Arza. This is the famous line. Yoshua fell to his face to the ground. It's the second time that he fell down to his face to the ground. One time was earlier. Vayishtok, when he bowed down, began with a maud, when he made Dabra Labdo. What does my master speak to his servants about? What can I do for you? The Gemara says, you should not fall on your face and daven unless you know that you're going to be answered like Yoshua. It's going on kindness as well. So what does my master speak to his servant? Take one shoe off of your foot. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to take off both shoes off his feet. He's told to take only one shoe off his foot because the land wasn't as holy. So the land, we have to go a little bit deeper.
That was by the snare, right?
That was by the snare. So we have to understand, where was the snare? That was our Sina. Where was this area? We're talking about Gilgal. Where was this? What are we talking about? Near Yericho, near Gilgal. What area?
Maybe it's
Yoshua.
Maybe it's a Muslim Kodesh because he's having a Nebuah on it, I guess Moshe. Part of the reason Hashem's Shechina was there.
Then Yaakov should have taken off his shoes when he fought.
He was sleeping. Maybe his shoes were already off.
Whenever he fought.
No,
he wasn't sleeping at the time. When he fought the angel.
That was an Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, but that was different. That was an antagonistic Malach who was fighting, and this Malach was on your side.
Someone giving a message of a sword. I definitely hear both of you, but we're going to have to go a little bit deeper. There's an Avi Ezrin and Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Both of them say that when it says Shalom Alach Me'al Aglach, it's B'chlal not talking about shoes. There's no shaykhus to shoes. What we're talking about over here is literally taking off the gashmias of your body. You have to separate yourself from gashmias and apply yourself to ruchnias more than you have. Moshe Rabbeinu had an ability to take off both of his shoes, literally to be able to make himself more ruchni, put himself in a different situation, while Yoshua had the ability to take off one shoe but not both of them. And that's why he's telling Yeshua, you're going to have to become a little bit holier. My raya to this is a Gemara regarding Rabbi Yehuda. This is not my chiddush. I'm just saying the raya that's given is that Rabbi Yehuda, whenever he wanted to ask for rain, what would he do? The Gemara says he took off, pouring kindness all over the place, took off his shoe, one shoe. And if he'd taken off both shoes, the whole world would have been destroyed. What that means is he would have become so ruchni, he would have been able to be in a different world altogether. The whole world would have been completely different. He would have brought Mashiach, so to speak, and destroyed the world that we know of today, the gashmiest world that we have.
That shoes actually separate us from the gashmi because the ground is barefoot.
That's the point of the shoe. The shoe is a chatzitza, meaning it is gashmi.
Right.
But if a person is an admas kodesh, you don't wear shoes because you want to connect to the ruchnias by not wearing shoes. That's what it's called.
I'm just don't wear shoes.
Exactly, and that's the idea.
But we're not supposed to learn the daven without shoes.
That's how we do. However, I mean, we're not in this world anymore. We daven with shoes and whatever it is. But there were people that, you know, they put themselves a little bit down low. But we hold
in
it.
In the shul, I was in Krakow. The Ramaz shul, where the chazan stands, there's
a little groove.
Yeah, there's a groove inside.
All the old shuls of Chicago, they're the only ones that you're going to see today. There's one down by California somewhere, one downtown, right below Patton shul. Okay, the whole thing, they start off high and they go down like that, and they put the arm quarters like that.
So you're standing weird.
Yeah, it's always a little bit weird. You feel awkward.
You're feeling awkward being in the shul in the first place. When I was there, but after I walked over to
here in the Gemara, how are you supposed to approach the table?
100%. Because the table is something a little bit. The table has to be up. The bima is supposed to be in a higher place. That's what it's supposed to be.
In Sephardic shuls, it's always the table and the bima is the same thing.
Yeah, because they have
always
the
elevated.
That's something that I need to go into eventually and figure out what it is. But let's go. That was one of the reform movement's first things. They moved the amud to the table.
They were just copying us.
Yeah.
When we say Mishabarach for women,
that way, but
we say Mishabarach and Motain, sorry if Karach of Alea. And no, it's true.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Let's go, guys. It says Perak Vav. Yericho so Gerasim is who Gerasim made in Israel, in Yosef and Bal. Yericho was closed off and completely closed from an Israel. No one was able to go in and out. Now, here's the Pshat Yang, the double Lashon over here.
Right.
Yericho was a land filled with Kishon. Not only was Yericho surrounded by a massive wall like we saw by Rahab before, but also Mitzugeret, the wall was inside the back of these little navis. Mitzugeret meant it was closed off in a way that you could not get in by any other way. That is correct. Right over there is a huge wall. It's a massive wall. We're not talking about simple type walls. Mitzugeret means that it was completely closed off from any so in your name bar. One of the reasons why Yericho had to be completely destroyed is the amount of Kishuf and evil and tumor that was inside that area. Go ahead. seed that I put in your hands, you recall, and it's king. All of their strong men. I want you to go around the city, all the men of war. I want you to go around once. You're going to do that 6 days in a row. Yeah.
So Gabriel comes and goes, and now.
And that's that. Told him what to do. Yericho knows exactly what to mean. No. Always Hashem sent the message to Yeshua, probably through the Urim Tumim or through some type of a Malach. The Malach's appearance in front of Yeshua, meaning that idea of how he appeared to him, was something totally different. A different type of a message. That's what you got to do for 6 days. Shiva Kwanim Yisu Shiva Shofros at Yovlin. Seven Kwanim have to carry seven shofars of rams, Lifnei Aaron in front of the Aaron of the Yomashvi, to Sobu at the Irshav Abomin. On the seventh day, go around the city seven times, Akhanim Yiskuba Shofros, as the Kwanim blow the shofars. Now, Yericho believed in the power of magic, which meant that they believed in the solar and the lunar calendar both. And they understood how to use the different ways and methodology of the world for their own being. Meaning, I guess there are some secrets behind the world, but if you know magic, you can utilize those types of secrets. We all know that Bnei Yisrael go by the number 8. HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically for Yericho is going to show that there's no natural. I can overcome all the natural and just 7, 7, 7, 7 to show that even 7 I can overcome.
What is 8?
I'm sorry?
What's 8?
8 is always Lamala Mina Teva, like Hanukkah, for example. Lamala Mina Teva, the Nisan will all come with 8. But 7 is usually Shabbos, it's Kedusha, whatever it is. But Kedusha comes because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Here we go. As they blew the ram's horn that they had, the Shema Chemes Kol HaShofar, when you hear the call of the Shofar, Yeruv Kol HaAm Shua Gedolah, on that seventh day, everybody should scream out loud, the wall of the city will fall underneath itself, and each man will come in opposite where they are. Now remember, the wall is very, very thick. The wall will not fall down. That would kill the Jews who are surrounding the wall. That's not what would happen. The wall sunk into the ground. That's what ended up happening, killing those who were hiding in the wall, as well as taking down any of the Yericho people that might have been waging war from on top of the wall. Right? That's what people usually did. They shot down arrows and threw down like whatever it is.
Why weren't they doing that before? They're 7 days, they're going around.
I would assume they weren't close enough to be able to be hit. And that's the reason why they did it. They were just around, but they weren't close enough. What I find amazing is, how big was Yericho? Let's say it's the size of the old city. Say it's the size of the old city. Do you think an army of 600,000 people could go around a city the size of the old city seven times, maybe one time in a day? Could you go around seven times in one day? Seven times. Maybe it was deep. I have no idea. Amazing.
You could walk around the old city seven times by yourself.
600,000 people, the whole army.
Right. So they were
seven times.
Right out. What's that? People all the way in the outer.
It's an amazing number. And they fought that day.
Now everybody went around seven times, or
all the army? The entire army is supposed to go through. Yeah. Everybody's going to go around. Here you go, Shuab and Nuna Lakwanim by Yomar Alayim, and he said to them, Suez Aram Bris, carry the arm. The Shiva Kwanim, Yisu Shiva Shofers, and seven Kwanim are going to carry seven Shofers, Yovlin, with the Aaron Hashem in front of the Aaron. Now, it is amazing. I don't know why they traveled in front of the Aaron. I guess that's the reason why Hashem said in front of the Aaron.
We talked about this last week or 2 weeks ago, that maybe not all 600,000 are fighting the war.
Okay, let's say 50,000. Okay, I'll give you 50,000. Let's just say it was 50,000. Even so, I don't know if 50,000 to be able to go around seven times. Seven times is an unbelievable amount of times to go around. Just the numbers are unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, but obviously, that Kadosh Baruch Hu has powers, and obviously, that Kadosh Baruch Hu would stop the sun in the old sky. I'm just saying, naturally, it seems hard to understand. It's all happened on Shabbos also. But you're going to learn Hebrew of Sobo is the year. Get up and go around the city. The Chalutz, Yavulut, Ne'aron Hashem, and the Chalutz, Bnei Ruvain, Bnei Gad, they should go in front of the Aron Hashem. They should pass in front. Ayi, Kamar Yoshua, Laam, the Shiva, Kwanim, Nosim, Shiva, Shofers, the Yovlim, Hashem, they went by, they talked to the shofars, they flew the shofars, the armors, Hashem, Oleh HaKrein. HaKolu Tolik with Nea Kwanim, the Reuben and Gud, they walked in front of the Kwanim, Tokia Shofros, the Ma'atib, Oleh HaKrein, Aron, Holo, for the Kova Shofros. And the Ma'atib, those who were gathered all the way to the end, usually as referring to Dego Machim and Don, they were belonging to shofars as well. But so, Amtsivi Yoshua Lehon, the people were commanded by Yeshua saying, Lo to Reuvo, Lo Tashmios Kolchem, I don't want you to shout out loud, I don't want you to let your voices heard, Lo to become Dabor, you cannot make a sound. Ad Yom Amri Alechem Ariyo Variosem, until the day that I say, you scream out loud, and that's when you scream out loud. They went around once. They came to the camp. They slept in the camp. Shofar, he got up in the morning, but Yisroel Kohanim Zohar Hashem. The Kohanim carried the Aron Hashem. The Shiva Kohanim Nosim Shiva Shofar, so he opened the Aron Hashem. Holkim Bahalok, the Saku, the Shofar, the Cholus, the Levim, the Asif, the Hore Aron Hashem. Cholus, the Kohanim Shofar, they did exactly what they were supposed to do. They are so close to Yerba Yamashani Kamachat, they did it again. One time in the second day, they are Shuba Machna, Kawasu Shir Shiyam, and they did that all 6 days, nothing wrong. They didn't do one thing wrong, nobody screamed, nobody messed up. Everybody did exactly what they're supposed to do. Here we go. It wasn't the seventh day of Ashkimu Kalos HaShachar. They got up early in the morning. That still was the Ir Kamishpat at Shabbat. They went around the city like this Mishpat seven times. Rakbayomahu Sabu was the Ir Shabbat. But on that day, instead of going around one time, they went around seven times. Very, very similar to what we do at Oshan Rabbah and the Oshanas. Very, very similar, if not the exact same thing. It's one of the reasons why we get around. On the seventh time, remember, this is a Pesach, by the way, not Sukkos. On the seventh day, the quantum blew the shofars, very much Amariu. Kinaz Shama comes to ear. Scream out loud, he said to the people, God is giving you the city. He said, you're a cherem. This city is a cherem. Kol Asher Bala Hashem, everything in it is going to go to Hashem. Rak Rachav Azone Tefiah. Only keep alive Rachav Azone, even Yeshua calls her Azone, even though he's about to marry her. Tefiah. He will call Asher, he told Baba. She and everybody else in the house, yeah, you gotta assume. Kiakba also, because she hid Esa Malochim. Asher Shalom, the messengers that they sent. Now there's an amazing board over here that Rachav Azona had two houses. One was inside the wall, and one was right inside the wall. One inside, literally inside the wall, and one was inside the inside part of the wall. Now the reason why it says that is because we all know that she lowered the two spies through a window in the wall. She allowed them to go through. And then she definitely lived inside the wall. But if she lived inside the wall, she should have been killed right when the whole wall fell down.
It was like, well, I just thought the wall of the city was like the wall of her house.
But it was going to stick. The wall was huge, remember. There were people living inside the wall, so you'd assume they all died, anybody inside there. So no, there was a second house inside the inside of the wall. More this way. More for me. And that would be it.
What do you got? Something cute. You have the sevens.
What do we got over here? Give us some rollers. I don't have that.
They're all by?
Yeah, where is it?
I'm Perek Dalet.
Oh, here we go. Zayin Yimei Hashmitah, Shabbos, Yomim, Po'omim, Pesach, Zayin Yimei Sukkos. Right, without Shmini Atzeres, I guess.
Yeah,
we work to be in the cottage today. All right, where do we got? Oh, you saw here. Chayr. Okay, the only thing that's going to start, because she hid this message that we had sent. Yurchas, Rak Atem, Shuma Minachem. You got to be very careful. Minachem, Pentach, Rimu. Maybe you will take something that's not yours. Ulakazim, Minachem. You'll take something that's not yours. Machne Yisrael, Lacherem. And you'll allow Bnei Yisrael to be destroyed by Chartem, Oso. And you'll cause them darkness. Everything, silver, gold, copper, iron, it's Kodesh to Hashem. Oser Hashem, Vyavo will come into the Utsar Hashem, start an Utsar from the Mishkan. Mayara Amma Yizkuba Shofros. They screamed out loud. The Shofros were blown. Yikishma Amma Skola Shofros. Yeruah Amma Shua Gidola. After the Shofros, that's when they screamed out loud. Yipol HaKoyim HaKafel. The wall fell down underneath itself. Yawa Amma Yira Ish Nagdo. Each man went opposite their area. But Yopi was here and they captured the city. Yakwima Skola Shofros. They destroyed everything in the city. Yishvad Isha Nagad Zokain. Man, woman, young man, old man. God Shorva Sevachamor Lekichorav. Ox, sheep, and donkey. All by the sword. The two men that spread out the land. Go to the house of the woman that's a zona. Bring out everything she owns. Like you swore to her. It's amazing. They call them the Aron, Kalib, and Pinchas. They were not young. Well, Pinchas might have been. Right? They brought out Rachel, her father, her mother, her brothers, and everything she owned. They brought them outside of the camp of Israel. What's that?
Does the Navi ever tell us that it was colored pencils, or is that a midrash?
Rashi doesn't say anything.
No, it was Rashi. It was Rashi over there.
Oh, it was Rashi over there. But it wasn't.
I don't believe it's a Gemara. Rashi's quoted.
Well, I mean, but Pashat could have been an Ari. Not necessarily.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, and Pashat, I guess it's so. But if I have a Gemara that says Yeshua and Pinchas, I'm going to Gemara. Yeshua and Pinchas. They were stayed outside the Machan of Yisrael until they were in this Geyer, by the way. But here's Sofo Beis. They burned the city in a fire. Kosh Abon, everything in it. Rak HaKesem Azal B'Klein HaKosh B'Abazan Osnu Otsav Ekshem. The good stuff they took to the Otsav. It's Rachav Zerim Ezbeis Abiyev Eskosh Allah. Happy Yeshua. Yeshua. Yeshua kept her alive. And not only that, Yeshua kept her alive by marrying her. Good times. By the age of Bekar of Yisrael, Adi Yom Hazeh, they lived amongst Bnei Yisrael up until that day. Kiach Biyatam Alochem Asher Shalach Yeshua the Rabbi to Yericho, because she had hid the messengers that Yeshua sent to spy out Yericho. Yachli Yeshua by Yisrael Lamor, he swore. Already each of Bnei Hashem Asher Yachim Uvanet the Ira Dosis Yericho, Bikoro Yisabena, Bitzir Yatim Kuach Deho. First, the man who builds up Yericho, either this city or names this city by the name of Yericho. Either one will be cursed. His oldest son will be this cornerstone of the city, and his youngest son will be by the doors. That is exactly what happened. Chiel built it up in the times of Ahab, and he lost every single one of his 10 sons from the oldest to the youngest as he was building up. Do you think he would have learned his lesson? No. Some fool. Obviously, that's when he complained, and he said, wait a second, if Moshe Rabbeinu's promise hasn't been fulfilled, why should Yeshua's? Moshe promised that if we don't do Hashem's mitzvot, then there will be no rain. We get rain all the time, and we're not doing what Hashem says. So Eliyahu said to him, no rain. He took away the rain for 3 years. That's that. Hashem was with Yeshua. His fame went throughout the entire land. People were never more impressed with anyone as they were with Yeshua on that day. Obviously, Ben Esau had been with the parent. They had done something wrong. Whenever the pasuk says that about a Rasha, that means he was a Rasha, the son of a Rasha, the son of a Rasha, the son of a Rasha. Of Mati Yehuda, Minachem, from that parent. Hashem got angry at Ben Esau because of that. Why? Because there's something called Argus, and every Jew is responsible for the next Jew up. So if one Jew does something wrong, but it was my fault. It is your fault. You're responsible for what your fellow Jew does.
How could it?
Hard to say, right?
How could you say Ben is always a Rasha, Rasha, Rasha? You have like a Korach, Ben Kehav, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kehav, Ben Levi. They weren't Rasha.
You are correct. The Gemara asked that question. I don't remember offhand what it says, but that's exactly that. Whenever we mention a Rasha, and we're trying to say, and we go by his whole family, we're trying to show that there's something wrong. That's one of the reasons why Yaakov said, "Bikalam al teichad kvodi." I don't want to be involved in their what's called their.
The Haim didn't answer on that. The other ones.
Don't remember exactly. I'd have to look it up. I just don't remember exactly what the reason why. Ha'ishlach Yoshua Anoshim Yericho. Ha'ai. Yoshua sent men from Yericho to Ai. Right? To the city of Ai.
They were all dead, no?
What? No, the Jewish men. Oh. From Yericho to the Ai. I ran Beis Oven right near Beis Oven, the Kenim of Beis Oven, east of Beis Oven. You want to lay in Laymore. Alu Viragulus Aret. I want you to go up and I want you to spy out the land. Ba'yalu Anoshim Viragulus Ai. They went up and they spied out the land. Do we have a map in there? We got to have a map. Shubo Yoshua. We got it. Where is it? Gilgal is right there. Yoshua is right there. That's fine. Do you have another thing over here? Look by Zion Biz. Zion Biz. All right. Here we go. It says, the go up and spy out the land. They went and they spied out the land. Right, the eye. Do we have it? Okay. No, it's before that. It's for sure before that. No, it's too late. Yeshua, they came to Yeshua, by Yomar Elam, and they said to him, Al Yal Kola Am Kelpaim Ish. You don't need the whole people in over here, right? You need about 2,000 or 3,000 men. That's what you could use. You get 2,000 or 3,000 men, that's enough. They should kill the eye. Al Tiaga Shamas Kolam. Do not weary the people by bringing everyone there. Kimahatema, because there's so few. Yalamin Am Shama Kishozal of the nation, about 3,000 men went to Anusa with the eye, but they were ran away from the men of the eye. Dayaku Mehem Anshe Ai Kish Loshim Mishisha Anashim. They killed about 36 men. What does Chazal say about that?
Yair Ben Anashim.
Yair Ben Anashim was killed. There we go. Okay, a little bit better, a little east of Basel, right around there, okay? So we have about 36 men is a reference to Yair ben Menashe being killed. One man was killed, but a tremendous tzaddik worthy of half of Sanhedrin. They chased them before the gates all the way into a city called Shibarim. Right? By Yakum Bamorud, they killed them on the slope. By Yimat Lavava Om, and the heart of the people melt. It was this second war. By Ilamayim, it was like water that was so sad. By Yipa Yeshua Sim Lozov, Yoshua tore his clothing. By Yipo Alpanav, Artso Lidnei Aron Hashem Ara Ered, he fell down on his face to the ground in front of the Aron Hashem. Uvizikne Sovi Alu Aparal Rosham, him and all his Canaan, and they put dirt in their heads. They had no idea why this happened. But the second war, before losing to such a small, insignificant nation was, number one, going to be mavish them in the eyes of the other people of the nation. Number two, they could not understand what they had done wrong. Oh my gosh, Hashem. Loma Heavart, well, it really, gosh, really, okay. Loma Heavart, Heavart Ha'abir, as the Omad Zazi Yardin, why did you cross over these people to the river? Right, the Jordan River. But it's going to be Adam Amori Labadin, did you put, want to put us in the hands of the Amori to destroy us? Luo Alnu Benesha Bevar Yardin, if only we were worthy of living on the other side of the Jordan River. Be Adonoi, please, my master. Mo'amar, what can I say? Now that our necks have turned from in front of our enemies.
This is a question I'm becoming of somebody like Yeshua.
He learned this from Moshe Rabbeinu. You challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu by allowing yourself to be a kapara and to even die and
yeah,
take on the
yoshua
of God.
Yeah, but it sounds like a Nisro. Why did you take us out of here?
Yeah. The line is said differently by different people. You could say, why did you take us out of Egypt, God? And Yeshua cries saying, why did we have to leave Egypt if this is what's going to happen to us? There's a difference in how you ask it, even though the words are the exact same thing. And that's what it means. He learned this from Moshe Rabbeinu. Azus in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before a reason to take on the onus for himself so that Bnei Yisrael doesn't die. The Canaan and all the people of the land are going to hear about this. They're going to turn to us. And they're going to destroy our name from the land. What will you do to your big shame? In other words, what do you want us to do with this tremendous Yoshua? Why is it that you are falling on your face? Gemara learns from over here, that's what it means. You should not fall on your face unless you know you're going to be answered. That you, Yoshua, you knew you were going to answer, so therefore you're allowed to get down. Otherwise, nobody is allowed to get down on your face like that. Bnei Yisrael has sinned, and they were over on my birth, they were over on my covenant. Asher TV says something that I commanded on Gam Machu Min Acherim, they also took from the Acherim. The Gam Gunbu, the Gam Kichashu, they have stolen and they have denied. The Gam stumbled this land and they also put it inside their tailors, their vessels. Now that's weird, okay? Number one, they were over on the brink. Number two, well, I should say number one. Number one, they sinned. Number two, they were over on the brink. Number three, they took from the Acherim. Number four, they stole. Number five, they lied. Number six, they put it inside their tail. Six sins, but they're all related to one another.
It felt like plural when it was one person.
I'm sorry?
You're saying hame when it was just one person.
Well, because it goes back to his point of the Jews that were complicit that watched this guy do it, you know, that's the reason why they got punished, and they're all in it
together. Did they watch him do it, or they just didn't like...
They must have.
There were definitely people who knew about it. There were definitely people that were involved. But even so, I mean, Yair ben Menashe was the one that died. Sadiqim have to be involved and know what's going on there. So yes, there must have been people who either could have davened and found out about it or something like that. They should have known. Bnei Yisrael was not able to get up in front of their enemies. They have now gotten up and they did that in front of their enemies because they were going to be destroyed. I will no longer be together with you if you don't get rid of that Acherim from amongst you. Get up, sanctify the nation. Say to them, be holy tomorrow. Because so says Hashem, the God of Israel, there is Acherim amongst you, Bnei Yisrael. You will not be able to stand in front of your enemies until you remove it. Then gather together by your shvatim in the morning. The shvat that is caught by God, by the Ur and Tumim, should come close by the family. So that should go right to the bay houses. The house that comes close, there should go forth by the men. The one who took the cherem should be burned in a fire. Now this does not sound like srefa. Srefa means you put boiling hot lead down the guy's throat and you kill him. This sounds like you're mamish burning him. Burn him and everything that he owns. That's what you want to do. It is amazing because a cherem has to be burned, therefore you get burned as well.
Rashi says, Oel v'hametaltalim.
You know what?
Rashi said that his tent and all his belongings, right?
Very, very good. good. Very, very good. Thou also say that what day was the war of Jericho?
It was the seventh day of
Pesach. What day was it?
Oh, Shabbos.
Shabbos. And they were over on being Mechalel Shabbos. I don't think it was the seventh day of Pesach.
I'm sorry.
It was over
already. It would have been
No, I think it was a little bit longer because they spent some time after the Bris Milah. I think they spent like 3 or 4 days after the Bris Milah. It was sometime afterward. But it was Shabbos when this had all happened. It was on Shabbos.
Yeah, but they were allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos.
They were allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos to fight, not to pick up the harem. Picking up the harem and doing that was Otsal. That was a problem. That's what why he's going to be burned in a fire. Really,
but why not Kiva?
Right?
Oh, Rashi says.
Yeah, he was Kai Skila in the end. He's going to get that. We're going to see that that skill is going to be given. Okay, here we go. Right, he did something wrong. I asked him Yoshua, but both here. Yoshua got up really early in the morning, right? He brought the Yisrael, according to what they needed, right? And he captured Shevet Yehuda. Shevet Yehuda is the one that was captured. By the way,
singled out.
We are going to kill not only the guys, Rechush, but also his children. Why that happens, the Radak says, right, they even though if the B'nai Amar Gedolim, then the B'nai Onish, because they didn't complain about the harem and they whatever it is, right? The woman didn't know about it whatsoever. If they were younger, it's because he had caused their death, something like that. It's an interesting way, Doc. All right, here we go. So here's what Yeshua is trying to say. Listen, you're dead now. Okay? There's nothing that we can do for you. It's all over. The best thing you can do for yourself right now is get yourself a massive kapara. And here's what you do for a kapara. We are going to divide up the land later on by the goro, right? By the lottery system. Now, if they think, if you deny it, and the lottery system, you know, if you deny it, you say, yeah, it's not true. I don't, why do I have to believe that? Whatever it is. And people are going to look at the lottery system later on, and they're going to say, why should we take this land? If Achan didn't want to listen, he said, maybe this is telling a lie also. If people won't believe in it. Let's prove that the lottery system works, which will make a Kiddush Hashem. And that will be a kapara for you. To admit, this is what he's going to tell him right now. Yeshua said, Bini, Simna kavod Hashem lo Kesol, give kavod to Hashem with your last final act. V'sen lo Toda, give him thanks. Or admit to it, I think it is. Admission. The Haginah Limasita Altachachim Meni. And tell me what you did. Do not hold anything back from me. That's the idea behind. Vayan Achan Yoshua Vayomar. No, it is true. I know he calls something about Hashem like this. I sinned to offer Shalom because those are Sisi. Not only this, I didn't only sin here. I also took from a harem outside of Eretz Yisrael when we fought against Sichon and Og. I took from a harem there as well. This is not the first time I took harem. I took harem beforehand as well. A raven did not apply until they crossed over the Jordan River. That was when they were finally responsible for one another.
And God specifically commanded them not to take harem, right?
No, it happened before also. It happened before also. But before was a little bit different. But Ira Bashalal, listen, I saw a massive a coat there. Matan Shkolin Kesef, 200 shekel of silver. Lashon Zav Echad, a thing of gold, a tongue of gold. Chamishim Shkolin Mishkolin, that weighed 50 shekel. Vachamdein, and I desired them. Echachem, and I took them in them. Tumunim Ba'aretz Ve'osof Ali. They are buried in the ground inside my tent. Vachesef Tachel, and the silver is all the way underneath it. That was over on many, many harems over here, and I'm to blame for all of them. Vayishach Yeshua Malach Me'yoritz Ola. Yeshua sent messengers, and they ran to the OL so that they could get there before anybody from Shevet Yehuda. It was hidden in his tent, and the money was underneath him. They took it out of the OL, and they brought it to Yeshua, and they brought it and they poured it out in front of Hashem. Okay. Vayikach Yehoshua, as Achan ben Zerach, as Kesef, as Adaris, as Moshe, as Bonav, as Benosa, as Shorav, as Homerov, as Sona. That's all of his kosher, all of his soul, Yimov, Yalo, Son, Yimak, Achor, they brought him up to, they brought them to the valley of Achor. Vayim Yehoshua, Machar, Sonu, how could you have done this to us? Yarkach, Hashem, Vayim, as Hashem, should darken you on this day. Vayim, also, Kosh, so Evan, and they gave him Skila. Vayim, Srufu, Osam, Eish, and they burned him in a fire. Vayim, Kosh, Son, Bavanim, and then they stoned him with the stones.
Two witnesses of the war. testify.
Their din was Sreifa. Their din was Sreifa. But on the way to give them Sreifa, people threw things at them out of their anger. Yeah. And then after they finished burning them, they filled the area entirely with stones. Meaning they burned Achan and everything that he had, and they filled it up with stones. So that's what it means over here. It means people, Bnei Yisrael was stoning them, just stop, not to kill them. They ended up being burned, and then a whole pile of stones.
Notice the name of the valley.
Ema Kahor. Uh-huh. It comes from this. There was a massive pile of stones there until the Yeshua Hashem Rechon Apo, and Hashem, his wrath was abated. And that's why they call it Emakahor. That's exactly why. Because of the Achor that Achan had done, the dirtiness that he had caused for all of Klal Yisrael. Erechas. Do not be afraid, do not be worried. Kachim cause Kolam the Mokama. Take everybody of war. And go to the eye. Behold, see that I have given in your hands the king of the eyes, his people, his city, his land. You should do to the eye and their king that which you did to Yericho and its king. But its spoils and its animals you should keep for yourself. Let your mechorel make an ambush for the city behind it. I don't know. I believe it's the first documented case of an ambush. I don't know. I'd like to say it is, because it makes sense that it would be. Do we have a previous document of any...
No, there was in the Torah where there was people were in the
there was
caves
no...
in the mountain, the Amorians.
See, as Vahid the Sufah, they were going to kill them while they were going through the mountain areas. Now that I understand, they were just hiding for them. This is an ambush. Not an ambush as in just waiting for them to come by, but an ambush as in we're going to fake them out and somebody comes from behind and kills them. And that already, I would assume that back in the day, they fought each other by just going opposite one another and just fighting. I don't know how it worked exactly. Like, you know, like you see those Civil War, Revolutionary War reenactments, and you see just lines of guys like shooting guns at one another. They're like 5 feet away from each other, and they're just shooting one at the other. I would assume that's what it was like back then also. I don't know why it would be any different. So the fact that there was an ambush or guerrilla warfare or anything like that would have been machad. It would have been a chiddush. I don't know. That's what it sounds like to me. But I'm not positive. He took 30,000 men and sent them away in the middle of the night.
You know why he did it?
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bnei Yisrael probably lost faith in the way they were doing warfare.
Well, no, Hashem told them to do it.
I know. I'm saying Hashem told them to do it because they had just lost the war. They previously fought the same way.
Get more self-confidence. I like that. Look, you guys are going to be the ambush for the city. You're on the other side of the city. Do not go very far from the city. These some cool kind of nechonim. You should all get ready. All of you should be ready, and everybody should be set.
Is that the wording over here?
Yeah. Get ready to go. Get ready to hurry. I need a call on my shiriti. Me and the people that are with me, Nikra Valir, will come close to the city. When they come out to greet us, Kasher Bari Shonu, like they did before, I'm in Asmo's name, we are going to run away. They're going to come after us. I'd ask you, can something here until we can, you know, keep them out of the city. They're going to say, we're running away, Kasher Bari Shonu, or the Jews are running away from us, like they did originally in Asmo's name. And we will run away from that, in front of them, to show them that, oh my gosh. Now, the way it was like this. There really was mountain area, eye, and then a valley in between. Okay, the Jews were up here, the eye were over here. The Jews wanted to go down into the valley, right? And the eye would start shooting down at them, and the Jews would run this way. The eye would run after them, and the other Jews would come from behind, go up, and go and destroy the entire city. That was the plan. And then meet them down there, and then the Jews would go one way, the Jews would go the other way, while the eye is right there in the middle. They meet them in the middle. And that's the idea behind what they were going to do. But yo, Kitov Sechemes Ha'ir, when you grab the city, Tatsizu was the Yerba'ish, light it up in fire, Kitav Hashem Tatsu, Ruhu Tidisias, come and see that I command you to do that, so that they see it. They went to the ambush area. They sat between the Beis El and between the eye, Miyam and the eye, on the west side of the eye, west side, right there. Yeshua Belaila Ubisovam. Yeshua slept that night amongst the people, because thou tell us that meant that he was
ready?
No, that meant that he was sleeping. Later on we're gonna see that he was fighting. But that he was learning. But right there, that's that. By Yashkim Yeshua Bavoka, he got up early in the morning, made good as and he counted the people, Yahu Bizikin saw the Alma Ai. And he and all of his enemies saw, they went in front of the people toward the eye, Holam the Muhammad Sharito Aluvishu. They got up, they approached by Yavod, they're gonna hear. They came up the Zididay Akanumi told the eye, and they camped on the north side of the eye by Guy Bena Ubena Ai. The valley was in between where they were and in between where the eye was. They were on one mountain, the eye was on the other mountain. He calculated the left niche, took about 5,000 men. We also have some Ore Bain Betel Ben Ai, and he put them as the ambush on the east side of the eye. Remember, if over here is what we're talking about, if that was to the north, that meant that was to the north, I'm sorry, and they were in the east right over here. Here we go. And now we say, no, I don't think any was in the west. They were going to go toward there. Where were they?
West of between Beit El and Benai.
Yeah, that means Yom Lahir. Yom Lahir. We were on the west side of the eye. Remember, because Beit El, you had the picture over there? Yeah. Beit El, so they were right there, right? They were right there. But, it was mine, right? There was a little valley there, right, where they were there, Yericho was there, or the eye was there, and they were sitting right across from the eye. These guys went right around there, and they wanted to go straight into. That's what it was supposed to be. They were the north, they were on the north side of the eye, which was the west side of the eye. Okay, but yes, well, I'm just going after that on the ear. That's that cable me on the ear, right? I don't know why it says over here that he learned Torah, but it doesn't say that he did it the night before. I don't know what shot is. Because I'll learn from you. Oh, Yeshua learned from the Malach, and he understood the Yatzal and Torah. But why not say that before them? So when the Malach Ai saw they were coming, so they quickly, they got up early, and they went out, the people of the early court, to go greet the Yisrael Lamochama. Him and all of his people came to the Moed, the set appointed place. That's also where I got that whole revolutionary or civil war thing. As soon as they had an appointed place to fight. Right in front of the plane.
Then God told them, go to this place, go to that place. So they were going, doesn't say the eye.
The wording of the Moed is for the eye. Rulo Yodak Yorizlomi Akhari here, the king had no idea that there was an ambush on the other side of the city. But Yinagu Yoshua Bako Yisrael of Man, they were plagued from in front of them. But Yanusi Garacham Infor, they ran toward the midpoint. He's Aku Kola Amashar Ba'ai. The people in the eye screamed out loud, Mir Dofakrayim, let chase after them. Ayyubakwa Yoshua, and they chased after Yoshua, but Yinasku Mina here, and they left the city. Velo Nishar Ish Ba'ai Ubeis El. There was not one man left in the eye and Beis El. Asher Lo Yatsuach where Yisrael, they didn't go after Bnei Yisrael. But Yatsu with the ear Pesucha, they left the city wide open. Like Yidavah where Yisrael, and they chased after Bnei Yisrael. Guys, that was not a good move. There's been better moves. Don't leave the doors of your city wide open like that. But Yom HaYashem Yoshua, and the Tevach, he don't shibbe Yatsuach la'ai. Stretch out your spear that you have in your hands toward the eye. Kibi Yatsuach nana, because I will put them in your hands. Vayet Yoshua, Vakid don't shibbe Yatsuach la'ai. And he did exactly that. Stop. Why does that say the Masa? The Masa.
That was not in Mishkan.
The Masa of Aaron. Aaron was. The Masa of Moshe was not.
There were two different Aaron?
Yes, there were. It's amazing that the Masa of Moshe did not go down to Yeshua. I don't know who took it, but Yeshua did not take it. That's not Moshe. Yeah, what were we going to say?
So, the second time around before they fought Ai, it says Vayashkimo, and that's where the darshan that he learned. Right?
No, they learned out from the word Besocha Emek. He was in the depths of the Allah.
And that was the night before the war. So the night before the war with Yericho is when Gavriel came and said, what are you doing here?
Yeah, but even a culture came that two nights before the war, you certainly should learn. But why not be Marami's death? I understand what you're trying to say. You're trying to say, well, no, it's the night before the war that we really care about. I hear that. Well, I'm wondering, why would that be? I have a much better way. You should learn every night, even on the night before the war.
Well, maybe it's the opposite, that they're learning every night, but the night before the war against Yericho, he didn't learn, and that was his problem. So
Now he's correcting his path.
Maybe that's it. And it's just the tikkun. That's what you're saying. The tikkun is there. Borid come Aram Mimkomo. As soon as he put out the spear, the enemies got up from the ambush, came up from the place. They Rutsu Kintos Yado. They ran when he outstretched them. But what Yerba could do when they came to the city, they captured the Imano Vatsu and the Yerba Ish. They quickly lit up the city in fire. Vayib Nuanche Ayakrayam. The people of the eye turned behind them. By Yeruvine Allah Ashan and Yerushamaimo. They saw that there was smoke in the sky coming from the city below Yabam Yadayim Lunus, Aina Vaina. They had no ability to run anywhere. They were so scared. And the people that were running after in the desert, they turned around to being chased. Yoshua. They saw that the ambush had captured the city. Allah Ashan and Yerushamaimo, that the smoke in the city went up. Yeshua Yakos Ashayai. They went back and they started killing the Ashayai. They ate up in the Yerushamaimo across them. The other Jews came out from the city to greet them, so they caught them in the middle of the valley. Well, they Bnei Yisrael then had them in the middle. These guys on those and that side. He killed them until there was literally none of them left of the eye. That's Malchai Kasuchai. They captured them, king of the eye alive. After they had finished killing all the people of the eye in the field, or in the desert where they had chased them, and they fell by the sword until they were done. Then the Yisrael went back to the eye and they hit it down by the sword. But he called it open by him. And that day, the amount that fell, 12,000 men and women died on that day. All of the men of the eye and the women of the eye. Yeshua, the whole time, was outstretched with his arm in the spear. Until they captured all of the eye, he did that the whole time. But this time, they took the animals and the spoils of the city. Like Hashem had told Yeshua that they could do. But he took Yeshua's eye. Yeshua burned down the city of the Ivy Sivat Kel Olam and made it into a pile forever. Shemama Adiyam is deathless until today. His mother I told all eight, he hung him on a tree at his Arab until the evening. Hashem had Sivat Yeshua be read with his name Blossom in Aids. When the sun set, they took down his corpse from the tree. They threw his body by the door of the gate of the city of Yekimolav Galabanim Galdo Adiyam is that. And they set up against him a galabanim, a pile of stones that was huge, that exists even today. They did that in order to recognize that the king of the eye was right there. Now he built the first mizbeach on Har Evil. They brought up shlomim in that area. They wrote sefer devarim on those stones. Shekatzul bnei bnei Yisrael, 70 different languages. They were in front of bnei Yisrael. Bchol Yisrael zkenim v'shotrov, shotim v'shotov, omdim mizel mizel. They stood on either side. La'or neged ha'kohanim ha'levim. Remember, six shotim were on one side. It says seven. Six shotim were on the other side. And they heard the brachas and the curses. Kol ger kol ezroch chetzu amul har grizim chetzu amul har evil. Grizim was the good mountain. Evil was the evil mountain. That's how you remember it. Good and evil. Okay. Kasher tivu Moshe avin Hashem levarach sam Yisrael barishon like they had blessed originally. Achlag in karas kol dibra tayra brachah ba'klal. Then they read the words of sefer devarim, the klalos as well as the brachos of kisava. All comes to sefer tayra. Lo ayad devar mikol asher tivu Moshe shalom kor Yeshua and kol kal Yisrael. There was nothing in the chart that Moshe had said that Yeshua did not read. All of kal Yisrael, men, women, and children, nashim atap ba'gerah holz ve'kerbam, and even the gerim, they read everything after they fought the eye. Why did they wait until after they fought the eye? That is a solid question. But I would assume that's the answer. In order to get to Har Griz Mar Evil, you have to get around that area. Very, very good.